It is the 27th day of November 2016. We're going to be going all the way into the 28th. You know, I just got off an hour on Renegade Broadcasting. I did the first hour with Kyle, and then Nick from Circus Maximus did the second hour. We went through a ton of material in an hour's time, and then Kyle and Nick went through a ton as well. And so if you want to get brought up to speed on basically many points of all the weird trash we're facing, listen to tonight's Solar Storm. I'm on there the first hour and Nick's second hour. So just to plug that show, everybody check that out. This is Incendiary Radio. This is RepublicBroadcasting.org. IncendiaryChat.chatango.com. IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com. Two chat rooms flying simultaneously. Give a shout out to Hoolies blog, W-H-O-O-L-I-S blog.blogspot.com. He's a guy that puts the show together commercial free on his blog, and a lot of people share it from there and download it from there, and always give a thumbs up to him for doing that, man. So I appreciate him and Kyle for always putting the show up most of the time over on the Renegade Tribune, very big website. And so there's a lot of interesting things that have occurred in the last week. You've had a big falling out in the alt-right between, let's say, the kosher softies in the alt-right, like Paul Joseph Watson and Mike Cernovich, really getting triggered by the kind of PSYOP, Hail Trump, Tila Tequila, and a couple of Jewish plants doing the Roman salute. I guess it triggered Watson and Cernovich. Some weird things come out on Watson, some tweets where he's going to go and investigate the gay scene. And I can't remember what city it was, but just weird stuff in the last week. So there's a big falling out in the kind of the alt-right versus the kosher alt-right. And then you got the gay wing of the alt-right. The whole thing's a big mess. And, you know, Kyle and Nick were talking about this gentleman, Richard Spencer, who has, let's just say, if you watch him, the National Policy Institute, they had their big meeting where the big fallout of the Hail Trump, Sieg Heil, or whatever you want to call it, Roman saluting went down, and the Red Ice people were there, and you know, there, it's such a just a weird kind of thing. But then I didn't really even know this, that this Richard Spencer has been caught hanging out with Laura Bush, and he grew up in the Bush family's neighborhood in Dallas. And this really raises some red flags as like kind of another person to come in and co-opt white angst. And as Van Jones would say, white lash. Now, let me just address Van Jones. You know, it's funny, guys like him and Bernie Sanders and these communists, these people that were avowed communists, you know, they get this cover from the corporate Zio kosher American media, and they never get called out for being the communists. Okay. But yet they can make these, you know, little things like Bernie Sanders, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. You know, he's from Vermont, where it's just, I mean, you know, I was at Thanksgiving, and my cousin lives up in, let's just say, the northeast area, and he says it's very white and so forth and so on. And his wife, you know, God bless her, but somehow she thinks that the white males are somehow privileged and got a chip on her shoulder and are evil, and not necessarily evil, but she's married to my cousin, but. And we're Italians, and we've got some kind of a mixed bloodline here, so I'm not claiming to be some lily white, you know, Aryan. But anyway, But the thing is, it's like this, there's some sort of mental illness, like the vanguard, the birth of the nation, this New England thing, they've turned the most like insidiously self-hating group, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire. It's like they have to beat each other up to prove that they're not racist, that they're not, you know, they have no tribal inclinations and the rest of it. It's just like I really, the Martha's Vineyard clique and the Nantucket cliques and the rest of it who, you know, the Bush family and Obama loves the vacation up there. This is just a weird kind of thing up there. But anyway, so back to what I was talking about. It's just like this alt-right thing and people, I just have a synthetic feeling about it. It's another counterintelligence kind of put some plants in here, honeypot people. And we're going to get into some more. The Pizzagate continues to unfold. This election selection controversy, Jill Stein and the Clintonistas. Yeah, I know a lot of you probably haven't heard that word in a while. That was like a 20-year-old word, the Clintonistas. It's just like whether this is a script or not. I mean, it's very debatable. I might open the phones in a little while and just get some short, you know, 1 minute kind of opinions. I don't know yet, but you know, if you want to call in, and don't call in until I open the phones. I might for a little bit just to see what people are thinking, and let me kind of hash some of this stuff out first. But here's where I want to really kind of go tonight, and I have my book, Marx and Satan by Richard Wurmbrand here, and I've got my Protocols of Zion, my Tex Mars's Rivercrest Publishing copy. I got to get back on schedule with that. I've been screwing up. I know I'm at Protocol 9, and it's been a couple weeks, and I just get so caught up in the show, and I only got 3 hours, and when you get commercials and the rest of it, you get caught up. And so here's the thing. This book, Marx and Satan, it ties so completely in with Pizzagate, with Bernie, with Van Jones, with Obama and the Alinskyites, the Bill Ayers gang. And this is really, I think this Marx and Satan thing is foundation. Now, let me do this. You don't have to be a Christian to get where I'm going to go with this tonight. Now, Mr. Producer, clip one, have that ready, because I'm going to play Bill Cooper. And remember, he wrote the book Behold a Pale Horse. I read that book I don't know how long ago. Now, it goes off into some alien stuff and this and that. But at the end of Bill Cooper's life, if you watch the last video he did before he was whacked, he really basically said, you know what? He basically admitted, you know what? I got suckered here, and this whole alien agenda thing, it's basically demonic and synthetic military technology that the highest echelons of our military have basically gotten from these trans-dimensional entities, which I basically would just say demonic. Other people would say fallen angel, and the Muslims probably would say jinn, and so forth and so on. But every kind of systematic theology structure, no matter where you're at, and you don't whether you believe in pantheons or whatever, there's always still these beings, the negative energy, the negative spiritual principle that influence humans, okay? And no matter which one you look at, whatever pantheon you ever were to look at, or whether you want to go into the biblical or Quranic hadithic models, it doesn't matter. There's always this principle there, okay? This negative kind of energy that draws people into do deviant and wicked things. Now, we're talking about the Book of Revelation used as a template, whether it's a require you to believe Book of Revelation or not. The controllers, the Talmudic Kabbalistic controllers in the other factions, especially the Jesuitical factions, they're using the Book of Revelation as a kind of blueprint to mind screw the population. Now, whether you believe in it or not, it doesn't matter. They're using it, and I've got my own theories about why they're using it. My theory is this. They're going to use this basically to prove that they can beat the book itself and say, you know what, we're going to use your own book as a template, all you Christian types, and then we're going to prove to you that the being that is mentioned in this book is not going to stop us. And so this is transhumanism, Ray Kurzweil, Bill Gates, the rest of these people that want to, Eric Schmidt, that want to overturn everything there is about the natural order, the organic order of things. They're going to prove to themselves and the rest of us that basically they're going to basically put their finger right in the eye of the being spoken of in the Book of Revelation to prove to you that this being won't do anything about it. And so I know that many of you are not going to follow where I just went with that, but that's all right. Let's hit clip one.
This title is from the Book of Revelations, because I have to tell you this, and you may think I'm nuts if you want to, but this is the truth. Either these men are following the Book of Revelation, the Book of Revelation is in the Bible, they're either following it, just like a plan, and bringing the prophecies in there to pass, to manipulate and control those who believe in those prophecies and neutralize them, so to speak. In other words, if this is written in the Bible and God has ordained it, who am I to resist? It must come to pass, so I'm not gonna try to stop it. What a perfect way to neutralize the opposition right off the bat. Or
all right. So you can stop it there. So this is where I'm going with this tonight, okay? So this is the basic crux of the show, that the controllers, the sickos pulling the Pizzagate and the rest of it, they're using it as a template, and they're going to do it to put it all in the basic majority of the country and some of the world's faces, okay? All right, so Let me get into this, and we got a few minutes left. Now, chapter 2, I'm going to start here with Marx and Satan, okay? Now, you're going to love some of this. Now, I'm starting at chapter 2, and I'm going to go back into chapter 1, but this kind of sets the kind of stage for chapter 1. Satan and Marx's family. Now, you don't have to believe in Satan. It doesn't matter. See, if the guy that designed the Marxist ideology of communism, one of the real founding fathers that stands on the shoulders of Moses Hess, and I've got his book Rome and Jerusalem, A Study of Jewish Nationalism, I got to get back into that in the coming weeks, because that book is like foundational to understand this kind of dust-up between political Jewry and the rest of the world. But back to this, when he wrote the works quoted in the last chapter, the first chapter, which I'm going to go back to in a minute, Marx, a premature genius, was only 18. His life's program had thus already been established. He had no vision of serving mankind, the proletariat, or socialism. He merely wished to bring the world to ruin, to build for himself a throne whose bulwark would be human fear. You see, the whole thing with the proletariat and spreading the wealth and the rest of the crap, the egalitarianism, Marxism, is all a smokescreen. When you get into this book and you get into the quotes from Marx, he was just using it as a vehicle to bring misery to as many people as possible, to as many people into the hellish existence that he lived as possible. At that point, correspondence between Karl Marx and his father included some especially cryptic passages. The son writes, "A curtain had fallen. My holy of holies was rent asunder, and new gods had to be installed." These words were written on November 10th. 1837, by a young man who had professed Christianity until then. He had earlier declared that Christ was in his heart. Now this is no longer so. Who are the new gods installed in Christ's place? The father replies, I refrain from insisting on an explanation about a very mysterious matter, although it seemed highly dubious. What was this mysterious matter? No biographer of Marx has explained these strange sentences. On March 2, 1837, Marx's father writes to his son, your advancement, the dear hope of seeing your name someday of great repute, and your earthly well-being are not the only desires of my heart. These are illusions I had had a long time, but I can assure you that their fulfillment would not have made me happy. Only if your heart remains pure and beats humanly, and if no demon is able to alienate your heart from better feelings, only then will I be happy. What made a father suddenly express the fear of demonic influence upon a young son who until then had been a confessed Christian? Was it the poems he received as a present from his son for his 55th birthday? The following quotation is taken from Marx's poem on Hegel, you know, the great Hegelian dialectic. Words I teach all mixed up into a devilish muddle. Thus, anyone may think just what he chooses to think. Here also are words from another epigram on Hegel. Because I discovered the highest, and because I found the deepest through meditation, I am great like a god. I clothe myself in darkness like him. In his poem, The Pale Maiden, he writes, thus heaven I forfeited. I know it full well. My soul, once true to God, is chosen for hell. See you guys on the other side.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Some kind of weird territory here, but this ties into everything. Castro's death, Podesta, and all the freak shows. The Pope and Obama mourning Castro. I mean, this stuff. See, anybody that subscribes to Marxism, whether they know it or not, is subscribing to an ideology that is counter to natural law. And this is the most simple way I can put it. The natural order of the universe, Marx was at war with, okay? And I'm going to start going through a chapter of this a week like I'm trying to get back to the protocols because it's that important. You have to realize these freaks, this creep, Moses Mordecai Levy, a.k.a. Karl Marx, long line of Talmudic, Kabbalistic rabbis, these people are at war with the natural universe while at the same time claiming to be the the royal beneficiaries of the creator of the universe. This is the mind screw that they have us under. Now, this is out of the introduction of the book. If it could be shown that the originators and perpetrators of this movement, Marxism, communism, were indeed behind closed doors devil worshippers consciously exploiting satanic powers, would not such a startling realization require action? The hell do you think the Talmud and the Kabbalah are? It's black magic dressed up with biblical terminology. They're posing as, hey, we're the chosen people, blah, blah, blah. But they when you get into the Holy Serpent of the Jews by Tex Mars, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, Codex Magica, all these books, it basically will bust it out to you that it's like, you know, secretly in these people's hearts, they're worshiping the evil principle, Gnosticism, Kabbalism, okay? The serpent is the good guy, the tempter, the guy that, he gave people enlightenment by making them disobey. This goes back all the way to the beginning. It's basically a way to turn everything upside down and say, hey, this dark principle is actually the principle of light, and he brings you light into your minds. Okay? I mean, a lot of people, out here, these surface dwellers, they can't get into where this goes with Blavatsky and now Miss Abramovic, Blavatsky 2.0, the spirit cooker. Same crap, okay? Stephanie Germanotta, Lady Gaga, Madonna Ciccone, cousin to Hillary Clinton. I mean, this stuff's fascinating. Anyway, back to the book. Richard Wurmbrand, Marxism is the great fact of modern life. Whatever your opinion of it, whether or not you believe in the existence of Satan, whatever importance you attach to the cult of Satan, practiced in certain circles, I ask you to consider, weigh, and judge the documentation I present here. See, you don't have to believe in the being that these goofballs, the Pizzagate weirdos, are into. But they believe it. And this is what we must get through our thick skulls. Yeah, you and I might not believe what these people believe, but a lot of these people are placed in high levels of power across all spectrums. And I spoke about this on the Solar Storm earlier. It's like, look, these people use the same template, whether it's the Hollywood casting couch, whether it's the rap music, getting a contract casting couch. They use the same thing, compromise people at the most gutter levels. Make him do things that they would never do for fame. It goes back to the whole beginnings of rock and roll. Watch about Robert Johnson at the crossroads in Mississippi, where this guy went and did some pact. And then you get into the demonic magicians who can do things that are unexplainable. It's the same thing. It's pacts with demonic entities. And then these people can bring forth and manifest things that a regular person can't do. But unfortunately, at a certain point, these people have traded something that is very precious, and they don't, you know, they know it. Why do you think these people go into meltdowns, folks? Kanye, Selena Gomez, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, all these people, these fame addicted people, the Kardashians, the witch family of the Kardashians, people start, let's just say their conscience doesn't get completely seared, and then they start looking in the mirror and they start realizing what they have done, and then the fear grips them, and then some of them cannot handle it on the psychological, spiritual, and mental levels, and then they break down. And this is what we witness in Hollywood, music, sports, everything. See you on the other side.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Austin Erie Radio. Now I'm going to chapter one, and I might skip around a little bit because I don't want to get too caught up in this, but let me just start here. Marxist Christian writings. Today, much of the world is still Marxist. Marxism in one form or another is embraced by many in capitalist countries too. Yeah. Read the Communist Manifesto and put it up next to the Constitution. Let's see which one you think we're operating under. Central bank, public schools, the whole nine yards, the whole damn thing is communist, except a few areas, which is like us having our guns still. But don't worry, they're working on that. There are even Christians and amazingly clergymen, some in high standing, who are sure that while Jesus might have had the right answers about how to get to heaven, Marx had the right answers about how to help the hungry, destitute, and oppressed here on earth. Okay? Let's see. Now, here's the silly thing about Marxism. Okay? Marx, it is said, was deeply humane. Yeah, right. He was dominated by one idea, how to help the exploited masses. What impoverishes them, he maintained, is capitalism. Once this rotten system is overthrown, after a transitional period of dictatorship of the proletariat, a society will emerge in which everyone will work according to his abilities in factories and farms belonging to the collective, and will be rewarded according to his needs. There will be no state to rule over the individual, no wars, no revolution, only an everlasting universal brotherhood. I mean, any of us that even scrapes the surface of human nature, do you think this model to order society, I mean, could ever work? I mean, with the selfishness, people that are, you know, hoard things when they know it belongs to somebody else. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just such a pie in the sky, bogus idea, Marxism. And all these Jewish freaks that buy into it still to this day, you know why they all love Marxism? Because, see, it's a secret scheme, basically, to install Jewry as the people that dole out all the resources to the collective. Now, do you understand why Jews love Marxism so much? It's a scheme. It's basically a fleecing scheme of the goy. The Jew gets to sit as an effendi, as a master, and he gets to decide what the collective gets. While he's eating caviar, rolling around in Mercedes Benzes, the rest of us, we get bread and gruel. That's communism. But unfortunately, Bernie Sanders and the rest of these people won't tell you that. Okay. Now, in order for the masses to achieve happiness, more is needed than the overthrow of capitalism. Marx writes, the abolition of religion as the illusory happiness of man is a requisite for their real happiness. The call to abandon their illusions about their conditions is a call to abandon a condition which requires illusions. The criticism of religion is, therefore, the criticism of this veil of tears of which religion is the halo. Okay? Allegedly, Marx was anti-religious because religion obstructs the fulfillment of the communist ideal, which he considered the only answer to the world's problem. This is how Marxists explain their position. And sadly, there are clergymen who explain it in the same way. Reverend Ostreicher of Britain said in a sermon, now listen to this crap. Communism, whatever its present varied forms of expression, both good and bad, is an origin, a movement for the emancipation of man from exploitation by his fellow man. I bet you this guy was a Fabian. Anyway, sociologically, the church was and largely still is on the side of the world's exploiters. Karl Marx, whose theories only thinly veil a passion for justice and brotherhood that has its roots in the Hebrew prophets, loathed religion because it was used as an instrument to perpetuate a status quo in which children were slaves and worked to death in order to make others rich here in Britain. yeah, there was child labor and there was a lot of bad things that happened in the Industrial Revolution days and even preceding that. But you see, Marx loathed religion because it was used as an instrument to perpetuate a status quo. See, Marx didn't like Christianity once he figured out as a Jewish guy that Christianity was holding back Jewish domination of the planet, okay? He joined his Talmudic brethren and was like, I got to get in on the scheme here to give these people a bait and switch. See, we're going to emancipate the masses, but actually we're going to enslave you under the Sanhedrin Talmudic bankster Rothschild type yoke, okay? Back to it. It was no cheap jibe 100 years ago to say that religion was the opium of the masses. As members of the body of Christ, we must come in simple penitence, knowing that we owe a deep debt to every communist. I mean, this is a Christian, you know, reverend saying that kind of stuff. I mean, it's and when you get into the Jesuits and their kind of implementation of their vision onto people around the planet, it is a communist vision. The Jesuits predate Marx, okay? Now, if you get into Stalin and Marx and some of these, they always had Jesuits around them, okay? Now, people by, you know, we can argue about whether the Jesuits are crypto-Jews and the rest of this stuff, but it just needs to be put out there that the Jesuits predate Marx as far as kind of communist machinations around the planet, if you get into the reductions in Central and South America and so forth. All right. Now, let's get into some of the other stuff with Marx. Marx's first anti-God writings. Shortly after Marx received – let me see here. Hold on. Let me get back up here. In a thesis written at the same time that Marx was doing some of his Christian writings, he repeated this the word destroy six times, okay, which not even one of his colleagues used in an exam. Destroy then became his nickname. It was natural for him to want to destroy because he spoke about mankind as a human trash and said, no man visits me, and I like this, because present mankind may, and it has a, in brackets, an obscenity. They're a bunch of rascals. Shortly after Marx received a certificate, something mysterious happened in his life. He became profoundly and passionately anti-religious. A new Marx began to emerge. He writes in a poem, I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. So he was convinced that there is one above who rules, but was quarreling with him. Yet the one above had done him no wrong. Marx belonged to a relatively well-to-do family. He had not faced hunger in his childhood. He was much better off than many fellow students. What produced such a terrible hatred for God, no personal motive is known, was Karl Marx in this declaration only someone else's mouthpiece? We don't know. At an age when most young men have beautiful dreams of doing good to others and preparing a career for themselves, the young Marx wrote the following lines in his poem, Invocation of One in Despair. So a God has snatched me from me my all. In the curse and rack of destiny, all his words are gone beyond recall. Nothing but revenge is left to me. I shall build my throne high overhead, cold, tremendous, shall its summit be, for its bulwark, superstitious dread, for its martial, blackest agony, who looks on it with a healthy eye, shall turn back, deathly pale and dumb, clutched by blind and chill mortality, may his happiness prepare its tomb. Marx dreamt about ruining the world created by God. He said in another poem, then I will be able to walk triumphantly like a god through the ruins of their kingdom. Every word of mine is fire and action. My breast is equal to that of the Creator. The words, I shall build my throne high overhead, and the confession, that from the one sitting on his throne I will emanate only dread and agony reminds us of Lucifer's proud boast. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Isaiah 14:13. Perhaps it was no coincidence that Bakunin, who was for a time one of Marx's most intimate friends, wrote, "One has to worship Marx in order to be loved by him. One has at least to fear him in order to be tolerated by him. Marx is extremely proud, up to dirt and madness." The Satanist Church and Ulanim. Why did Marx wish such a throne? The answer is found in a little-known drama which he also composed during his student years. It is called Ulanim. To explain this title, a digression is needed. One of the rituals of the Satanist Church is the Black Mass, which Satanist priests recite at midnight. Black candles are put in the candlesticks upside down. The priest is dressed in his ornate robes, but with the lining outside. He says all things prescribed in the prayer book, but reads from the end toward the beginning. The holy names of God, Jesus, and Mary are read inversely. A crucifix is fastened upside down or trampled upon. The body of a naked woman serves as an altar. And let me just digress from here. I have, from my youth, let's just say, some materials where all of this is corroborated. A consecrated wafer stolen from a church is inscribed with the name of Satan and is used for a mock communion. Yeah, these freaks go into churches, especially Catholic churches, steal the hosts, cut them in triangles, dye them black, and do all kinds of weird trash with the hosts. So it's pretty, I mean, it's just sick. But anyway, during the Black Mass, that Bible is burned. All those present promise to commit the seven deadly sins, as enumerated in Catholic catechisms, and never to do any good. An orgy follows. Devil worship is very old. The Bible has much to say about it and against it. For example, the Jews, though entrusted by God, now this is this author's words, though entrusted by God with the true religion, sometimes faltered in their faith and sacrificed unto devils. Deuteronomy 32:17, King Jeroboam of Israel once ordained priests for devils. 2 Chronicles 11:15. So from the time immemorial, men have believed in the existence of the devil. Sin and wickedness are the hallmark of his kingdom. Disintegration and destruction, its inevitable result. The great concentrations of evil design in times past, as well as in modern communism, and would have been impossible without guiding force, the devil himself. He has been the mastermind, the secret agent, supplying the unifying energy in this grand scheme to control mankind. Now, think about this, the millions of people that perished, the gouging out of priests' eyes, the cutting off of their genitals, the burning of the nuns' breasts, cutting them off and so forth in the Soviet gulags and the Red Terror. Think about that. Characteristically, Ulanim is an inversion of a holy name. It is an anagram of Emmanuel, a biblical name of Jesus, which means in Hebrew, God with us. Such inversions of names are considered effective in black magic. We'll be able to understand the drama Ulanim only in the light of a strange confession that Marx made in the poem called The Player, later downplayed by both himself and his followers. And here it goes. The hellish vapors rise and fill the brain till I go mad and my heart is utterly changed. See this sword? The Prince of Darkness sold it to me. For me, he beats the time and gives the signs. Evermore boldly I play the dance of death. These lines take on special significance when we learn that in the rites of higher initiation in the Satanist cult, an enchanted sword which ensures success is sold to the candidate. He pays for it by signing a covenant with blood taken from his wrist, agreeing that his soul will belong to Satan after death. And let me just say, this parallels what goes on in Hollywood and the music industry and so forth, where these people have to participate in rituals to gain their fame. To enable the reader to grasp the horrid intent of these poems, I should mention though with natural revulsion, that the Satanic Bible, after saying the crucifix symbolizes pallid incompetence hanging on a tree, calls Satan the ineffable prince of darkness who rules the earth, as opposed to the lasting foulness of Bethlehem, the cursed Nazarene, the impotent king, fugitive and mute God, vile and abhorred pretender to the majesty of Satan. The devil is called the God of light, with angels cowering and trembling with fear and prostrating themselves before him and sending Christian minions staggering to their doom. Now I quote from the drama Ulanim itself. And they are also Ulanim, Ulanim. The name rings forth like death, rings forth until it dies away in a wretched crawl. Stop. I've got it now. It rises from my soul, as clear as air, as strong as my bones. Yet I have power within my youthful arms to clench and crush you with tempestuous force. While for us, both the abyss yawns in darkness, you will sink down, and I shall follow, laughing, whispering in your ears, descend, come with me, friend. I mean, you know, whether you believe any of this or not is irrelevant, because see, the creep shows like Marx, he's all, you can tell he's into it. And so these are the same people that run the worldwide pedo networks. And this is the why I'm trying to tie kind of all this together. And I know I'm coming up on break, and I've got about a page and a half left of this. But you're getting into the mind of Moses Mordecai Levy, a.k.a. Karl Marx. Whether you believe God, the devil, Bible, it doesn't matter. Listen to what he was into, and then you'll grasp the Red Terror. See you guys on the other side.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Now we're going to get into the meat of this thing, and it's insane. The Bible, which Marx had studied in his high school years and which he knew quite well in his mature years, says that the devil will be bound by an angel and cast into the bottomless pit, abyssos in Greek. Marx desires to draw the whole of mankind into this pit, reserved for the devil and his angels. Descend, come with me, my friend. Remember that? I just read it. Who speaks through Marx in this drama? Is it reasonable to expect a young student to entertain as his life's dream the vision of mankind entering into the abyss of darkness, outer darkness as the Bible expression for it, and of himself laughing as he follows those he has led to unbelief? Nowhere in the world is this ideal cultivated except in the initiation rites of the Satanist church at its highest degrees. When in the drama the time comes for Ulanum's death, his words are, "Ruined, ruined. My time has clean run out. The clock has stopped. The pygmy house has crumbled. Soon I shall embrace eternity to my breast, and soon I shall howl gigantic curses on mankind." I mean, Marx was a sick dude, and all these people, and then later on, when I get into some of these other chapters, only like 13 out of 100 volumes of Marx's writings have been released. The Russians are sitting on them, and we'll get into that later. Marx had loved the words of Mephistopheles in Faust. Everything in existence is worth being destroyed. Everything, including the proletariat and the comrades. Marx quotes these words in the 18th Brumoir. Stalin acted on them and destroyed even his own family. See, this is the bloodlust. This is the silliness. Remember Lenin? Blood. More blood. Give me more blood. And then Stalin, he's so paranoid, he even kills Genrikh Yagoda, guy who killed 10 million people for him, more people than Hitler's even claimed to have killed, Genrikh Yagoda. And Stalin's so paranoid, he whacks all the guys that did all the killing for him. This is the mentality of these people that get caught up in this demonic bloodlust. Satan is called in Faust the spirit that denies everything. This is precisely Marx's attitude. He writes about pitiless criticism of all that exists, war against the situation in Germany, merciless criticism of all. He adds, "It is the first duty of the press to undermine the foundations of the existing political system." Listen to that from Marx. "It is the first duty of the press to undermine the foundations of the existing political system." What have we witnessed in all of our lifetimes with the press doing? Undermining the system that was given to us. I mean, it's fascinating, folks. See you on the other side.
There's a voice that talks to me, said to me, "Well, corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.